You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with Alex Biznago. Hey, Alex, I've been a season ticket holder since the beginning, and I've noticed some really cool loyalty program stuff from you guys that I've been really taking advantage of this season. Tickets, tchotchkes, all kinds of good stuff. Tell us what the season ticket holders can expect from the loyalty program.
Yeah, you know, season ticket holders are our most valued customer. Every fan is important. But those that that buy season tickets really are the cornerstone of the organization, and we want to do everything we can to reward them. And our Rewards Plus season ticket loyalty program is really at the heart of that. So basically, season ticket holders do what they do anyway. They come to games, they post about us on social media, et cetera. They do a bunch of activities that they'd be doing anyway, and they accrue points. And through with those points, they can exchange it for incredible rewards. We like to say it's the Marlins bucket list of rewards. These are opportunities to get closer to the brand and to really experience a baseball team like never before. And we want to make sure that season ticket holders understand that they have the ability to do these things when, you know, not just anybody can walk on the field and throw a first pitch or press the button that opens the roof. So hopefully this is an opportunity where season ticket holders realize, if I'm a season ticket holder, they're going to take care of me.
Let me tell you is that it's the absolute truth that you, I mean, I threw out the opening day pitch. My buddies are texting me and tweeting me, going out there and sitting in the dugout. I have pictures of me sitting there with the bat that it almost looks like I'm a real athlete. God forbid I should live so long. So being a season ticket holder, and I've been since the inception with the Marlins, has always been a very positive experience for me. And, you know, I really enjoy it. Now, tell me a little bit about the OnCloud Conine, because I don't think Conine's really on cloud and out there. Actually, he's usually pretty cogent and one of the better former athletes you got on the staff.
Yeah, when you think about Marlins baseball, who's the first person that comes to mind?
Mr. Marlin.
It's Mr. Marlin. He's, you know, beloved by fans of all ages.
And Billy the Marlin, I'll bet.
And Billy the Marlin's a close second on Mr. Marlin. So OnCloud Conine is a title that really just pays tribute to what it means to be a Marlins fan and a member of the Marlins family. And it's a blog where we are posting really cool content that's really easily shareable, a lot of cool lists and a lot of pictures, and fans love it. It's just a lot of fun content. It's kind of in the style of, you know, a lot of the more popular blogs that you see shared on Facebook or Twitter. So it's really just framing our content in a different way, in a way that's a little easier to consume in today's world.
You know, that's great because, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is that you don't just broadcast, you guys communicate back and forth. And it's really something that I think a lot of people that put content out there need to learn. Now, one of my favorite parts of going to the ball game is the tongue-in-cheek walk-up songs that they do for the other team. I kind of try to do the same thing here with the songs on the show. But now, how do I know what walk-up songs our guys have? I mean, I always want to know. It's not on the board. It's not really tongue-in-cheek. It's more something they use to define themselves.
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, that's one of the questions we get on social media all the time. It's, what's the name of the song that Casey McGee comes out to or that Giancarlo Stanton comes out to?
Casey McGee, I'm voting for him on my ballot, too. Just for the record.
Hits McGee?
Yeah, the dude is like the RBI leaders and third baseman, great fielding percentage. What a pickup. Talk about a business deal.
How about that? He's really surprised people, and he plays a nice little third base too. Leads the league
in
all
fielding percentage,
an all third baseman in RBI. He's doing a lot of good things. He's really fun to watch, and as nice a guy as he is, a ball player.
Another guy I think I met at the Fish and Chips. It was awesome.
Very
walking
nice
walking around with Red, who was awesome also.
Yeah, you know, it's a good group of guys this year, and yeah. So in answer to the walk up songs, our app at the ballpark, which you know, all fans can download for free. It's one of our two apps. Actually has a feature where you can see the walk-up songs for all our players. Now, that app has a ton of features that are really cool, including that's where you can access your tickets. You can order food from the comfort of your seat. You can kind of track the action of the game. There's really a ton of features in there, and that's just one of the many ones.
Now, one of the things that I've been wanting to do all season, but I've been kind of reluctant because I'm shy.
You're shy?
So, is to tweet my favorite picture. That's my favorite picture that I've taken at the ballpark.
I think you and Billy? Might,
yeah, me and Billy. I gave him a big hug. I mean, what a terrific mascot.
Man, Billy is the real deal. He's a funny guy, and I think he's really found his Twitter voice now. Now that Billy has found Twitter, you can really see his personality in a truly different way.
You know, Alex, I see like the positive energy that you generate. It kind of somewhat reminds me of Billy. And I know that your whole marketing team works with Billy all the time to make sure that he's voicing himself in an entertaining and fun way, because sometimes that's the place people connect first.
You know, Billy is at the core just a huge Marlins fan, and he loves to celebrate when Marcelo Zuna guns a guy out at the plate for the last out of a game.
Awesome.
And he, you know, and when Giancarlo is somehow not leading vote in voting, you know, he gets upset, just like a fan.
I was retweeting it. Listen, the Billy the Marlin, he, she, it is just awesome. Now, I got my picture here with Billy. How do I get that up on Instagram, pictures on the big board?
Yeah, so before games and even during some games, fans can submit their tweets and Instagram photos, and we'll run it. So fans can use hashtag I love Marlins Park when they're at the ballpark. And if you're one of the lucky ones chosen, we'll get it up on the big board, Marlins Vision.
Well, I think that it's not only being lucky, I think it's being pithy and fun too.
Yeah, you know, you got to have fun. Baseball's all about being fun. That's what sports is. That's what baseball represents in so many communities around the country. And, you know, the Marlins family members that are out there, every game are, I think get a nice show.
They're terrific. And, you know, and let's say I've gone to the game, I'm sitting in my seats, and I suddenly see that there's a vacancy in like a section that's a little closer. Can I upgrade during a game?
Yeah, it's part of the app I mentioned. So it's the app's called MLB.com at the ballpark. And one of the features is that you can upgrade your seats in the middle of a game. So let's say you got a seat and, you know, it's in the upper deck, or it's, you know, not too close, and you see some seats. The app will actually show you available seats that are available, you know, and eligible for this upgrade program. Now, it's not every seat, but we do allocate certain seats for it. You can even upgrade into the Clevelander if you're above 21 and, you know, just pay a...
And interested in getting a little damp during the game?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on at the Clevelander that's, you know, for definitely a 21 and over crowd. But if that's your cup of tea, then, you know, you can upgrade your seat into the Clevelander during the game.
And one of the things that I've noticed, that not only being fan-friendly, but being community-friendly and also actually being tuned into your target market, is that you guys are opening for happy hour before games on Fridays now, right?
Yeah, on Fridays. So, you know... on Fridays between 5:30 and 6:30, so right after work, if you head to the ballpark and head up to the Budweiser Bowtie Bar on the promenade level, beers are only $4.
Yeah, but you got to watch out, because if you take photos under the bow tie, everybody comes out pink. That's what happened with me and D. Scalfani and the other new guy.
And Andrew Heaney, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. They were great guys, too. You know, one of the things I noticed is that all the guys that I met at the event were terrific. And, oh, by the way, I met a lot of guys at the event.
You know, the event was great, and the Marlins Foundation puts on an incredible event, and they have an event coming up soon, the Fantasy Auction, which is, you know, another incredible event. But this year's group of players is just really a nice group of guys. This year, it seems like under the new leadership of Michael Hill, you know, they've gone for players who are good guys who happen to be great baseball players.
Yeah, and you know, it's part of the outreach in the community. If somebody's out there and they're testy and not connecting with the people, that's a problem. And I want to point out who I connected with the most. I got a little story for you and for our listeners.
All right, bring it.
I want to give a high five to Coach Shine.
Pat Shine,
the replay. You go, who's Pat? He's the highest graded replay guy in MLB. He's one of the secrets of success.
The replay master.
He's amazing. And when I was at the event, he called my mom and talked to her on the phone for 5 minutes.
How about that?
He was amazing. What a lovely guy. And while he was doing that, I was there. I was talking to Coach Redmond. They were terrific guys. We've only got a couple minutes left, Alex. What are some things that people can look for coming up that you're doing in the future to help people have an improved experience at the Marlins games?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll give you some behind the scenes information.
Ooh, cool.
So one of our big endeavors is looking into data. So we have information about what, you know, tickets you buy, what days of the week you like to go to the games, and all sorts of data like that that we want to be able to market to you like an individual. So when you get an email, it's not an email we sent to our entire database. We want it to be something that's really meaningful for you.
It always says Jim when I get my emails. Now, we've only got 30 seconds left. I want to remind everybody how they can vote for Giancarlo Stanton to show him Miami love.
Tell you what, Marlins.com/all-star. You can vote 25 times each and every day. Vote for Stanton. Vote for McGee. Hits McGee.
Yes.
They're both incredibly deserving, and they need our support. We only have 8 more days left to vote.
Cafe Cubano con Giancarlo Stanton and Hits McGee. It sounds great. Alex, you've been terrific. If you like, we've got UHealth coming up at the turn, and if you want to stay for the fourth quarter, you're more than welcome.
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We'll have more of the Miami Marlins in the fourth segment. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about how you can walk your way to wellness with UHealth. Back after THIS. We're born again.